This is Stella Consumer on SiriusXM, NHL Network Radio. Everyone's watching
to see what you do. Gord Stellick, Rob Simpson. NHL Network Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 91. FanFest Friday. We'll take some of your calls in a few minutes' time. Russ Cohen joining us, co-host of Hockey Prospects Radio, right on this very radio station. Yeah, a lot of things to chat about right now, but as we talked about the Arizona Coyotes a bit, Anthony Duclair being sent to the American Hockey League, what is it about their prospects? Are people rethinking their NHL potential or not, or what's your skinny on it?
I don't know if they're rethinking their potential or they're just trying to send them down to teach him a lesson. Is it the work ethic rap that was on him? I hadn't seen it. I've seen him in practice. I've seen him in games. I mean, I get it. He's not having the same kind of season, but he also clicked with, you know, Max Domi, and Max Domi's not there. And so I kind of wonder what this is about. I mean, he actually has more takeaways this year. He has more hits. He has more blocked shots compared to last year. He's going to trend higher for those things. So even though he's not scoring points, he still was contributing. He's still a fast guy. It must be just to sort of, you know, not have him take things for granted and to spark him. Otherwise, I don't understand it.
Yeah, on a team that they sent Strome back, they kept Chychrun. By the way, Jacob Chychrun has been scoring a little bit here lately.
Yeah.
And his numbers aren't, you know, they're not horrible. Like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a kid like that, as you know, and playing defense in the NHL, it's one of the toughest jobs. I think it's starting to click for him. I like the offense that's shining through. It'll definitely start to shine through more and more. But I think it's a really tough thing. We sort of take it for granted when we see Zach Werenski, but not everybody's Zach Werenski.
Well, they're young. They're just young all over. Connor Murphy's a young guy. A lot of responsibility on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He hasn't been around very long, so.
No,
yeah, it's a tough go. They got a lot. They got a mountain to climb.
You know, and the other one is the guys that burst on the scene, and Shane Gostisbehere, who, you know, give him credit, got incredibly timely goals last year, and then, you know, but also wasn't going against other teams' top players in that, and then this year has had a couple of healthy scratches and some struggles that way. So there's the flash and panache, but the depth part is a whole different thing to get to the next level, and that's not quite often what the average fan can see, all those little details.
True, and there's a lot of game film study. You know, Gostisbehere, when he sort of got planted in there, everybody was giving him a lot of space. Well, this year, they're stacking the blue line. They don't give him a lot of space. They're not letting him wind up for the one-timer, and they're definitely not letting him bring it up the ice without somebody on him. And it's gotten a lot tougher for him, and he's had more turnovers, and Dave Hextall is sort of trying to get him to round out his 200-foot game. We all know the offense he has, but to survive in the league, you do have to play a certain amount of defense.
Any funky-dunky news in your mind as we start to look towards the draft? We just had the mid-season report come out from Central Scouting?
Yeah, Central Scouting had Timothy Liljegren, the fine Swedish defenseman, ranked seventh and that's in European skaters. And,
wow.
And so here's the thing. So he got mono. Like, this is, again, the one hockey myth I don't understand. When players get mono, all of a sudden they drop in the rankings. Then we always hear about it at the draft. Well, he had mono, and even though, you know, he's playing now, he was out for a while, sure, and it does weaken you a little bit, but every good prospect that's ever had mono in the last decade has come back and been the same player. I can't recall anybody where it seriously affected them and they were not the same hockey player, yet they get affected in the rankings. It's just, to me, it's a crazy thing. I don't understand it, but this kid's really good, and I wouldn't go by that ranking. I have him ranked much higher, but I don't even have my full rankings out yet, but I'm telling you, he's in the top 10. And by being seventh in European skaters, you know, that's putting him somewhere between 10 and 20. Which I think is crazy considering the type of talent he has. Now, part of it is also he hasn't been seen lately. He wasn't on the World Junior team, and he was missing a good chunk of the season. Maybe in the second half of the season when he gets seen a little bit more, that will change. But I don't get the whole mono thing.
So you're saying if Russ Cohen was a general manager, all his players would have had mono?
No, I'm not saying that, Gord.
You would have got them ahead in the draft. I'm not saying
I get you.
Yeah, not so much about you would make a condition.
Yeah.
I just mean you would say, you know, screw the guys that say that. I'm gonna pick them where I think I should pick them. And
yes,
you'd have a good team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people get sick. Remember they used to refer to it as the kissing disease?
Yes.
Do they still do that?
No.
Back in the 70s, my brother had it.
We were like,
must have been kissing some girls.
Well, Nolan Patrick did not have mono, but it did not appear to affect his ranking, if I remember correctly, that back plane, which is great, but he missed a substantial amount of time with Brandon.
Yeah, it didn't bother him.
It didn't bother him, but he didn't have an illness. Like, it's because of the illness factor. It's not because of the injury factor. It's a weird thing. But no, Nolan Patrick will be great. He'll be in the top prospects game. He'll show everybody why he's, again, a top pick. I'm not going to say he's a guaranteed number one yet, though. I'm really not going to say, because Nico Hischier had a great World Juniors, and he's probably going to have a great top prospects game, and he's already having a great season. So he's going to give him a run for his money. It's not over yet.
Is there a stigma to the illness thing, or is it just because it lingers?
I think it's because they feel it lingers in your system. That's the issue of it. But I've never heard teams really give an explanation as to, you know, why they may be passed on a player. I wish they would. I wish some doctor, some team doctor, some physician, somebody would come out somewhere and say it so we have a better understanding. But until then, I've never seen it really hurt a player. I've seen it hurt the player's draft status.
Hey, how good is Alex Nedeljkovic, do you think?
He's good.
The goaltender.
He's really good. He's really athletic. He's a little bit short for today's standards, but not very short. You know, I think he's just 6 foot. But he really is athletic. He is a guy that reads the play well. He's a guy that could stop shot after shot after shot. I really like him. I don't know if he'll be a starter, but I think he'll be an NHLer.
You know,
he was on the show last year, wasn't he, Gordon? When he was World Junior goalie?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was.
You know, he's not the goalie of the future for them? For Carolina?
He could be. They also have Daniel Alstiller, who's a taller goalie. He might be. I mean, he's in the running for it. I'm not certain of it yet.
Goaltending in general, as we see, you know, I mean, Malcolm Subban's struggling at the American Hockey League level. And, yep. You know, we see Jared Crow come up and not be drafted and what have you. I just continue to be curious about that science. Meanwhile, Carey Price was as great a first-round pick as you can make with the Montreal Canadiens. And is it getting, I don't say better, but what is still your thinking? They used to shy away from goaltenders because it was felt, you know, in the third round, your odds were just as good as in the first round, that it was hard to evaluate. Has that changed, or is there still a little bit of that?
No, there's a lot of bit of that. I talk to a lot of guys who are in position to give their teams the info on goalies, and they still say mainly it's a guessing game. And, you know, for every Ilya Samsonov that you see that you say, okay, this guy's a definite number one. There's no question about it. He's going to be a starter in the NHL. It's just a matter of when. You know, there's 10 other guys that you're not 100% sure about, and I don't think that's going to change. I think the size factor has helped a little bit, because, you know, you could at least anticipate how much net the guy will take up, and then you should sort of look at the other attributes, how fast the guy is, how smart is he, how athletic is he, how does he track the puck, the head trajectory. Like, there's, like, you know, 15, 20 points. It's the hardest position in sports to draft for. I think it's even harder than quarterback in the NFL.
Can we just go ahead and say Malcolm Subban was not a good pick at 24 in 2012?
I mean, it's getting
close. I don't
know why
we tap dance around this.
Well, it's still pretty young. You never know.
It
appears not to be, but...
You know what the thing is? You know, for a while, you know, Devin Dubnyk looked good. Then he didn't look good. Then he got written off. And now he maybe is the best goalie in the NHL this year. Like, goalies go through this, you know? They have these moments. Carter Hutton, I mean, I'm not going to say he's all of a sudden an NHL guaranteed number one, but, you know, he'd been lingering for quite a few years and just, you know, playing a few games a year. And now all of a sudden looks better than that.
Hey, Scott Darling was in the basement of Filene's,
yeah.
Right?
You know, the timing when Tuukka was just kind of coming into his own and coming out of the Timmy Thomas shadows there, and they were...
But Tuukka shined in the World Juniors. Like, I covered that World Juniors. He was best goalie. He at least had a basis of work where you said, okay...
No, but I'm just saying took Subban in a year when they just coming off a cup, mm-hmm. and were just about to go back to a final, and it seemed like there was, you know, a pretty solid position going on there. Jordan Schmaltz was the next guy taken, and then you know, not long after that, Brady Shea. So I don't know. Whatever. It's always hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, hindsight's definitely 2020. I still give him a chance, but I get where you're coming from. I do. I just, and he's, you know, the couple of NHL starts, he has looked shaky. Still doesn't mean it won't change, though.
All right. Well, look forward to it as always. We'll catch you on the weekend. And, Russ, look forward to your rankings as well, observations of what Central Scouting said, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, boys.